come in.
Sometime in the not-too-distant future, the computers, robots, and other machines invented to work for humans have turned the tables and become dominant. The Matrix is their digital environment that appears to be the normal world, but masks the reality of a devastated planet where humans are enslaved. The ragtag band of people who have broken free is gathered in an underground city named Zion.
We are still here!
But attack by the relentless machines is inevitable and imminent.
There is only one way to save our city. Neo.
Paramilitary Commander Morpheus believes in the prophecy that a gifted man named Neo, who can match skills with the best of the machines, is the one who will save humanity. Keanu Reeves returns as martial arts warrior Neo.
Are you, fellas?
It's him.
Do we proceed?
Yes.
He is still
only human.
I wanted to have a certain style of fighting in the Matrix. I wanted to have it feel physical and visceral, but at the same time to have a kind of style to it where, because it really is something that's not physically happening, I wanted to have an otherness feeling to it, but that it still felt physical. You know, that there's still physical effort on his face and that there's physical impact. But then I also wanted to have a certain elegance to it, so that there was sometimes effort, but there's also the aspect of effortlessness to it at the same time.
That's a nice trick.
Huh. Upgrades.
Carrie Ann Moss again plays Trinity, a skilled fighter in skin-tight black leather and dark sunglasses. She finds the films challenging not only because of the physical, the leaps, fight scenes, and daredevil stunts, but also the metaphysical demands.
The Matrix is a metaphor for my life because I'm kind of like doing this film, and at the same time I'm really choosing to like understand myself through the process of making this film. It's about going deep, you know, and seeing what I was made of and seeing that if I put my mind to something, I can pretty much do anything I want. Now, I don't want to risk my life. I'm not an adrenaline junkie. I'm not somebody who wants to jump on airplanes. I mean, I have not one bit of that in my body. Challenge me emotionally, spiritually, absolutely. I love it. Physically, not big for me. So it was good for me.
Does the commander have a plan for stopping 250,000 sentinels?
A strategy is still being formulated.
Lawrence Fishburne reprises the role of Morpheus and believes the scenario written and directed by filmmaking brothers Andy and Larry Wachowski resonates with themes that transcend the genre.
One of the goals that the Wachowski brothers had was to make an action film that was a thinking man's film. It was a film that dealt with intellectual pursuits and that dealt with philosophy and that dealt with spiritualism and that dealt with like the nature of existence and all those things. I mean, you know, like heavy stuff, but they've done it and they've couched it in such a way that it's pretty accessible to anybody, which is how it should be, I think.
But it doesn't end with this film. The Matrix Reloaded is the middle film in a trilogy to be followed later this year by The Matrix Revolutions. Producer Joel Silver, who calls the Wachowski brothers the boys, explains it was shot concurrently with this film.
They literally are one movie that's cut in half. I mean, the boys did figure out a way to have a conventional structure to the first movie so that it really feels like there's a resolve, the characters resolve, and the story resolves, but it really does end in the middle of the movie. And, you know, we just thought that our fans would just, you know, hunt us down if we just waited too much longer and we just couldn't get done in the same summer. We just couldn't. The visual effects on Revolutions are just so staggering, we just couldn't do it. So it's going to be May and November.
All of our lives, we have fought this war. Tonight, I believe we can end it. What if the prophecy is true? What if tomorrow the war could be over? Isn't that worth fighting for? Isn't that worth dying for?
The Matrix Reloaded also features Hugo Weaving, back as Neo's nemesis, the computer-generated Agent Smith. New characters include Jada Pinkett Smith as Niobe, a battle-hardened human commander, and Monica Bellucci plays Persephone, a sultry, sentient computer program. The story concludes in the third and final film of the trilogy, The Matrix Revolutions, coming out in November. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.